Paris, the 19th century, giving way to the 20th. The city is exploding with developments. The Eiffel Tower, the Metro, Sacré-Cœur. Was there ever a more exciting time to be an artist than during this Belle Époque? The Lumière brothers hold their first screenings of the brand new motion picture. The art world is disrupted with the growing movement of colour, light, everyday scenes, such a long way from the heroes of classical paintings. And amongst all these experimental artists trying to make sense of things and forge their own path, names like Monet, Van Gogh, Matisse, Rodin, Toulouse-Lautrec, there was a young man from Sydney named John Russell. A major survey of his work, the first in 40 years, has just opened at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. Wayne Tunnicliffe is the curator and head of Australian art at the gallery. Wayne, welcome to the Hub on Art. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, pleasure to be here, Eddie.
Now, Wayne, how did this young man from Darlinghurst get to the avant-garde art scene in Paris?
It's quite something to do, isn't it, being born in Darlinghurst and growing up in Sydney? But he had a strong urge to be an artist, and in 1879, when his father died quite suddenly, he had the means to travel and study overseas. He went to London first, but like all the most ambitious artists, Paris is really where it was happening.
So he ended up in this art scene in Paris. How central was he to this art scene?
Well, I think this is interesting to consider because not only did he end up in the art scene in Paris, there were lots of students coming from around the world, from America, from other countries overseas. Most of them went to the very big teaching studios. He found this very small studio of just 35 students, where Henri Toulouse-Lautrec was the head student, and where a couple of years later, Vincent van Gogh joined that studio as well. So he's ending up right in this sort of nexus of the most interesting thinking and developments through a combination of planning, but of course they're all students together. They don't quite know what they're inventing at that moment, but it's something remarkable.
Wayne, do you think that that's one of the reasons for that is that because it was this really small studio that...
I think so. It said there's only 35 students there. The teacher is a classicist, but he's not so engaged. So the students are really running the program themselves. And they're encouraging each other.
That's hilarious. So it's one advantage of not having an engaged teacher.
Absolutely. In this case, and when your fellow students also include people like Emile Bernard, Eugene Bock, you're going to come up with something pretty good.
Yes, absolutely. So he became friends with all these people who we now see as the greatest artists of in history in many ways. So he was mates with Vincent van Gogh. What do we know about that friendship?
Well, I think this is particularly interesting too. And I think, and Russell, in your intro earlier, you mentioned he came from this privileged background. He did, but it was new privilege. His father was a self-made man and he was very unconventional as well. And Russell inherits this too, but also the sort of outsider's perspective, which you would also have in his Australian in Paris. So Vincent was an outsider as well. He was a hard man to be a friend with in some ways, but Russell saw in him something which cemented that friendship.
Do you know what that was?
I think talent. I think he saw that Vincent was incredibly committed to his practice and there was talent there. And I think what's very interesting, and as people will see in the exhibition, we've got Russell's portrait of Vincent van Gogh from 1886 and Vincent's self-portrait from the same year. And the proximity in their practice is extraordinary.
Yeah,
they have this moment where they're very close together.
Wayne, I saw you on the 7:30 report last night. So this will be Tuesday night for people who are listening again online, and you can see these pictures there. Of course, you know, go to the exhibition as well. But but it is an extraordinary portrait. That look in Vincent's eye.
Yes. So he captures Vincent sort of turning around from across his shoulder, holding a brush in his hand, looking out the viewer. And it's considered to be one of the best likenesses of Vincent. Mm-hmm. And we have accounts of him at the time where he would just be talking and talking and talking about art when turned to look at you to see if you're paying attention. And that seems to be what Russell's captured.
Yes. It's a very stern look.
Yes.
Russell was also friends with Rodin. What happened there in that friendship?
Yeah, well, that was fascinating too, because Russell had a beautiful mistress, Mariana Mattioco, and he'd been with her for a couple of years, and I think as part of his unconventionality, he decided to marry her. So to mark that, he sought out the greatest living sculptor In Paris, Auguste Rodin and commissioned a portrait bust. Rodin was saying no to most commissions because it was very late with the Gates of Hell, met the couple and became transfixed by Mariana's beauty, made the portrait bust in silver, and then it was a lifelong friendship.
And there was a very passionate response from Russell to the death of Mariana, is that right?
Yes. There is sort of, there's a wonderful painting in the exhibition of Mariana in the white dress and in her garden in 1907, surrounded by flowers. It's this image of abundance and beauty. What neither of them knew was she was already ill, and she died 7 months later from cancer at the age of 42.
Oh, what a shocking story.
Yeah, absolutely shocking. We have an extraordinary letter from Russell to Rodin saying that the best part of me is gone. I'm completely devastated. And informing Rodin and Mariana's death.
And that's actually shown in the exhibition as well.
Not the letter, unfortunately. Okay. We've reproduced in the catalogue.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, there's over 60 letters surviving between Russell and Rodin. Oh. So it was a very long and intimate friendship.
Which language are they in French or English?
They're in French.
Okay, yeah.
I was going to say, Rodin's language is actually fantastic as well because he didn't have a great education. So it's this quite wonderful, very robust, sort of working class French.
How fascinating. Mm. With Mariana, did Russell move with Mariana to this island? Because he went and lived on an island very, very distant from Paris.
He did indeed. And Van Gogh, of course, left Paris at the beginning of 1888 and went to Arles in the south of France. Russell left in the middle of the year and went to this island, Belle-Île, off the coast of Brittany. And I think for both of them, Paris had just become this hotbed of contention about what art should be. And they were tired of it. And they were tired of the criticism from fellow artists going in one direction or another. So off they went. Russell was inspired by the fact he had visited Belle-Île in 1886 and met another artist who was painting there at the same time, who happened to be Claude Monet.
Oh, really? Oh, and, wow.
And Monet allowed Russell to watch him work and dined with Russell most evenings when they're on the island together. So they had this moment of proximity.
Wayne, was it this kind of idea that they wanted to get as far away from Paris as possible with Van Gogh going to Arles?
Yes, indeed. Paris was the most modern city in the world. And with that modernity, there was excitement, there were cabarets to see, there was art to see, all those good things. But some people tired of that experience as well and sought this sort of more pure life in nature. And what they saw as being the local rural workers and villagers living in contact with nature, and that attracted them to move out of the city.
Yeah. So, how long did he spend on that island?
20 years. He was there for 20 years all up, and I think he had a very happy life on that island.
Did he ever leave?
Yes, he did. He left. In 1908, when Mariana died, he was in and out of Paris from the early 1900s. In 1908, when Mariana died, she died in Paris. He took her body back to Belle-Île and buried her there, and then he left. He could no longer live there without her. Spent 10, 12 years travelling through Europe and came back to Sydney in 1921.
He had kids, didn't he?
He did. He had quite a few children. So he had 12 children with Mariana, only 6 of whom survived infancy. So again, these statistics, and they feel every death. It's like, you know, one should never assume because people had large families and a loss of life did happen that I don't feel them intensely.
Yeah. Now, Wayne, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time. I mean, there's just so many questions I'd like to ask you. But I guess what I really want to know is, why did Russell kind of fall out of the public eye, as it were?
Yes, it's a good question. He never showed his work in Australia during his lifetime, apart from very early on, but he didn't. He was in France for 40 years. Like most international artists in France, he didn't establish a lasting reputation there, and his work couldn't be seen in Australia. So it really was in the mid-20th century that he becomes rediscovered, and his very close and intimate connections with these key artists slowly unveiled themselves. And that's what we've explored in the exhibition.
Yeah.
And his work's fantastic. It's bathed in high-pitched colour. He moves from being an impressionist to a post-impressionist. You know, he's really working at the edge of the French avant-garde during this incredibly exciting period.
Yeah. I can't wait to go and see this exhibition next time I'm down in Sydney. So, Wayne, thank you so much for putting it together and making, allowing Australians to see this very important artist again.
a real pleasure to do it. It's been very rewarding.
Yes, I can imagine. What's your favourite painting, if you have one?
Oh, you know, I'm being asked that often. I've got about 20 favourites at the moment. I like to keep and not give back. But the one of Mariana in the garden, that and the Van Gogh portrait are two absolutely exceptional works, which say so much about the period, but also about Russell's personal connections with these two people very important to him.
Wayne, thank you so much for coming onto the Hub and Art, and congratulations with this really important show. Thank you very
much. Thank you, Eddie.
Wayne Tunnicliffe, the head of Australian Art at the Art Gallery of New South Wales in Sydney, and that's where you can discover the Sydney artist at the heart of Impressionism. It's a major survey of the works of John Russell and his contemporaries, and the show goes until the 11th of November.